us. I'd like to say thank you to everyone for joining me today, and today is Tuesday, December the 9th. We're getting closer and closer. Yes, I'm one of those people who gets very excited about Christmas. So I'd like to thank you very much for spending the time today. I know how precious time is, and every minute counts. So thanks very much for joining in and taking the time to listen. My name is Carla McNeil, and you can reach me directly at carla@retirewithcarla.com. Or you can go to my website and submit your name and number, and I will give you a call. My direct phone line that I answer is 778-835-4032. You can call and leave your question or your concern there. If during tonight's teleclass you have a question and you are too shy to say it out loud on the call, then please do feel free to email me at carla@retirewithcarla, retirewithcarla.com. And I will gladly answer your question or your concern if I have if it's enough time. So I am looking for people who want to play in a team environment. I'm looking for people who want to be coached, mentored, and supported to achieve the financial freedom in their own life. So if that's you, go to retirewithcarla.com and submit your name and number, and we'll talk. So, is there anyone out there who would like to state their name and where they're calling from? Well, hello, Lisa from Minneapolis, Minnesota. How lovely to hear your voice. Good. Well, is there anyone else out there who'd like to state their name and where they're calling from? I know. There's been a couple other beeps, but that's okay. So I am going to dive right in. I'm going to mute out the call because I also have my husband listening downstairs with two dogs that have a tendency to bark. So we're now muted, and I'm going to dive right in. And what I want to talk about tonight is don't let your emotions take over your life. And your emotions or your feelings can do that so easily. And I actually had this happen to me today in a meeting. It was just absolutely priceless. So when it was all over, I thought, wait a minute, that's my teleconference call for tonight. And when you allow the emotions to take over your life, you get stress. And the stress builds up, and it can lead to some pretty ugly things when you get all that stress in your life. So what happened today was I was in a meeting, and one of the other people in this meeting got quite confrontational. And it was my responsibility to make sure that my point was understood. They didn't necessarily have to agree with it, but they had to understand where I was coming from. And at one point, I sat back and I thought, ugh, I don't care. Just go ahead, do whatever it was you want. And then I realized, no, wait a minute. Here's this perfect opportunity for me to not allow my emotions to take over my life. So I engaged back in the conversation again and concentrated on the here and the now and what am I doing right this second. Felt myself being there, present in the room, getting this job done. And it was amazing that I'm actually to this moment still not even exactly sure what it was that I did, but the gentleman who was being very confrontational believes that he got what he wanted out of the conversation, and I know that they're going forward with all of these interviews tomorrow, and they're doing it the right way. It was like, oh my gosh, it was just absolutely amazing. So instead of coming out of that meeting all stressed out because things weren't going right, it got confrontational, I actually walked out of that meeting with a smile on my face, realizing that, wow, when I don't allow my emotions to take over, good things happen. So to get yourself out of that stress, you got to keep moving. You can't be still. You got to keep moving forward, keep moving forward. And even though sometimes the steps in that situation seem like they're pretty tiny, because for me, all it felt like I did was I sat up and I engaged more back in the conversation. So sometimes those steps seem really tiny, but we need to keep moving forward. And there's a great quote by Abraham Maslow. One can choose to go back toward safety or forward toward growth. Growth must be chosen again and again. Fear must be overcome again and again. So we moving forward, always choosing to move forward toward the growth. And it doesn't matter if the steps are small, so long as you're moving forward. Remember, whenever you first learned to do something when you were a child, it was always baby steps. Little steps, moving forward. Because if you do not allow yourself to move forward, to get out of the stress, one of the things you may end up in is depression. And I'm going there because I've been there. I spent luckily only a number of months in my life where I was that victim of depression. And you don't have to go there. Moving forward, taking those little steps and staying in action allows you to move comfortably away from the stress. Because depression is a result of all the internal pressure that we're putting on ourselves. And it gets inside our heart and it weighs us down. And when we get so many things happening, the weight just gets more and more and more and more. And for me, when I got to that stage, I had to fight with myself in 15-minute increments. Carla, just stay at work for 15 minutes more. Then you can go home. If after 15 minutes, you can go ahead and you can go home. And I spent a lot of my life, it felt like a long time. It really, really did feel like a long time. And I became weighed down with what I was thinking. Because in order to change the way you think, in order to change the way you feel, you need to change the way you think. Because those words that you say to yourself are so very powerful. And I just had a perfect example of that, where I was on Skype with my niece. And my niece was going off to a violin recital. And she's pretty new at playing the violin, but she's pretty darn good for where she's at in her life. And she said in Skype, "Oh, well, I hope so." And I went, "No hope." I put the word hope in quotes. "You can." Next line, "And you do." And my heart just opened right up and beamed, because her response to that was, "Yes, see ya." And when you use those powerful words and you plant those seeds, she's 11 years old. I love to be able to plant those kinds of words in her when it comes to her own abilities. So when you change the way you think, you change the way you feel. And you do that with the words that you use. You use the empowering words, the words that put a smile on someone's face. Geez, I've had quite the day today. I also, there's another gentleman at work who thinks, oh, Carly, you're just Pollyanna. You're just always, yeah. He said, it doesn't work. I said, but Chris, look at you right now. You're smiling, just thinking about all the different things that I say. And he goes, oh, yeah, okay. And he still had that smile on his face. So the words that I choose to use, the words that you choose to use on a day-to-day, regular basis, they are what will allow you to keep moving forward, taking those small steps. Those small steps become bigger steps and bigger steps and bigger steps. And pretty soon it's like, oh my gosh, how did I get here? Just from taking all those small little steps. The pressure and the stress will paralyze your thinking. And that's not where you want to be. You want to be able to take authority over your emotions. When you do that, you can take your life to amazing places. You can just do that growing and that stretching and empowering yourself to achieve the results you want, to empower the people that are in your life that you love, that you care about. It just, when you go through things, instead of being still, you work through them. You stay involved. You're careful in the words that you choose to use. And starting small is not an issue, so long as you start. Going through things rather than being still, by going through things, you're constantly moving forward. You end up taking authority over your emotions. You know that lovely Nike phrase, just do it. Just do it. Because it doesn't matter how you feel, you just do it anyway. When I was on my way home tonight from my slave camp job, the last thing on earth I wanted to do was this teleclass. And now here I am, standing here, talking to all of you, and I'm having fun. I'm glad I just did it. I came home, I went through the routine of setting up, getting organized, getting my stuff out, and just getting into that process alone, taking those steps, moving forward. Now here I am having fun, and I got a smile on my face. I hope there's a smile on your face. Because moving forward. What's the phrase? If we're not learning, we're dying. If we're not growing, we're dying. Something very similar to that. Because many, many, many times, it's not about what you want. It's about what you need. There are many times what you need is not what you want to do. I know that I need to go to the gym. And I know that I feel better once I go to the gym. Now, trust me, there's a lot of times I sure as heck don't feel like it. And my emotions are telling me, oh, you can put it off. You can go tomorrow. Oh, no, you don't have enough time. Instead, I'm taking those small steps, using those words on myself to get my butt out of the chair and into the gym. For me, that allows me to feel more energized, more revitalized. So it's not about necessarily doing what I want to do, but I'm doing what I need to do. And you will recognize when you have to make that choice. Is this what you need or is this what you want? Now, the best place to be is when those are the same. When what you need is also what you want. And there are days where, ooh, that's where I am, going to the gym. I'm wanting to go because I know the benefit I'm going to get once I finished. So one of the very powerful things that you can do for yourself is finding and keeping people in your life that will give you what you need. Now, I was at a mastermind event with my strategic business coach, John Delemy, and a bunch of other champions in Jamaica in June. And one of the things that really hit home for me during that mastermind event, my tax-deductible trip down to Jamaica, was that in order to assist people to grow and to learn, I am going to sometimes have to hurt their feelings. And that didn't sit well with me at all. I'm thinking, what? What? People are supposed to like me. In order to be on the team, they need to like me. But no, sometimes in order to assist other people to learn and to grow and to see what they need to do in their own life, sometimes I'm going to hurt their feelings. And once I came to that realization back in the beginning of June, and now it's December, and I have been incorporating that into my life since then, I realized just how powerful that is. So what I'm doing now is I'm surrounding myself with people that give me what I need. My coach, John Delemy, doesn't sugarcoat stuff. He tells it like it is. I get on the weekly mastermind calls and sometimes I hear stuff I don't really want to hear, but I need to hear it. So I'm surrounding myself with people who give me what I need rather than what I want. A quote from Dr. John Maxwell: the truth is that teamwork is at the heart of great achievement. That is so true. Surrounding yourself with the people who will allow you not to act small, that will allow you to stretch and grow and become an even better you, become an even better me. I love this journey that I'm on. And as I realize that it's a journey, it's more fun. As I'm building my team, I realize that there was a point there where I had let a lot of my friends go. And in some cases, a lot of my friends had let me go because I was growing and learning in a different direction. And those friends were no longer giving me what I needed. And because I was growing in a different direction, I was no longer giving them what they needed. So that part was very hard for me, losing those friends. But I do believe that someday they will be back. I'm not sure how. That doesn't matter, but I know and I do believe that one day they will be back. So what can you do to assist yourself along this journey and making some of those baby steps a little bit bigger and to help you recognize what it is you need to do when you need to do it? Well, number one, you got to watch over your heart, because you are always in control of your heart. And that's based on what you believe. Your heart controls how that manifests out there in your life, what you end up with. Because if you choose to lose, you have actually allowed that into your heart. If you choose to win, you've also allowed that into your heart. So the old phrase, follow your heart, is so true. You have that control over what you allow into your heart. And you can do that with the power of your own words. So if you're in a situation, take that deep breath, stop and feel what's in your heart. What's there? What is it that you know you need right now? Because if you choose to lose, you have allowed that in your heart. And if you choose to win, you've allowed that as well. So what are you choosing for your heart? A great quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson: beware what you set your heart upon, for it surely shall be yours. Remember when you were a kid and you set your heart on that easy bake oven or that set of books? Okay, so I was a bookworm. You set your heart on things when you're a kid. You can do the same thing as an adult. You set your heart on something. You get your emotions involved. You set your heart on it. That's how you control your heart. Number two thing you can do is you can speak to your problems, not about your problems. Speaking about your problems is going to your friends. Oh my gosh, this happened, that happened. Oh my goodness, it was just awful. And you tell the story over and over and over and over again. First to this group of friends, then to your family, then to this group, then to your spouse. Then you want to speak to the problem. So, okay, this is what it is. This is what it resulted. This is what I want to change. This is what I'm going to do different. How can I dissect it? What do I need to do differently to get the different result? Speak to your problem. Don't just keep repeating that same old bad story over and over and over again. Because that's the power of the words. And when you speak to your problems, you become much more solution-oriented. And as a result, you can move that problem to a success. Number three, if something is missing, ask for it. Be specific. Ask for it. I learned this one very well at a workshop in Las Vegas with Jack Canfield. And he also has a CD set called the Aladdin Factor, kind of like, you know, Aladdin's lamp. You run Aladdin, you rub the Aladdin's lamp. And whenever I hesitate to ask for something, I listened to that CD set and I went to that was a 7-day seminar I attended with Jack Canfield. The phrase comes up, ask, 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 ask. He had an exercise where you had to go. There was about 120 of us at this function, this event, and we had to go around and ask each other, will you do this or will you give me that? Everyone had their own specific question that they were going around and asking each other. Now, when you were being asked the question, you were only allowed to say yes once every 10 times you were asked something. And it really desensitized me from feeling that rejection when somebody said no. If you are missing something, ask for it. You can ask for it in many different ways. You can specifically ask a person. You can ask a group of people. You can write it on a piece of paper. You can put it on your dream board. You can record it, put it on a pillow speaker, listen to it every night. any way you can think of to ask for it. In this house, we have dream boards. I believe in the power of a dream board. I'm standing here looking at a dream board right now. And one of my dreams, and I'm really not even sure why I have this dream, but I just have this great desire to go to Savannah, Georgia. Don't know why, but I got a picture of Savannah up on my dream board. Ask, be specific. This picture of Savannah, Georgia. Be very, very specific. Write it out on a card. Send it out to the universe. Pray for it. Whatever it is, wherever you are spiritually, do it that way. If there's something missing, ask for it. Be specific. And the last point, number four, thank people. Be grateful. One of the things that my computer whiz, Michael Dropkin, he fixes my computer when it gets mad at me and doesn't work. He has this great way, it just sounds so grateful and so heartfelt, of saying, thank you, Jesus. And for some reason, just the way Michael says it just resonated well with me. And even though I personally do not go to church on a regular basis, I say it. And whatever spirituality you practice, be thankful, be grateful. Be grateful to the universe as a whole. Be grateful to God. Be grateful to your husband. Be grateful to your children. Be grateful for the little things that happen every day. One of the things that I've been practicing is every single day in the morning when I'm on my way to slave camp and I merge onto that bridge, into that traffic, for the past month and a half, every day there's always a spot right there, right when I'm ready to merge. And I say, thank you, Jesus, every single time I merge into that spot. And it's always been there. There hasn't been a day it hasn't been there. I'm grateful that you're on the call here today. I thank you very much for joining me today. It has been an honor and a privilege and fun to talk to you this evening, to share this learning that I have been growing through. So I just want to wrap up with the four things that you can do that can keep you in motion, that keeps the stress from building up in your life, that can keep you from heading into that horrible depression. Number one, watch over and control your heart. Number two, speak to your problems, not about them. Number three, if there's something missing, ask for it. Be very specific and ask for it. And number four, remember to thank people all the time, every time, and be grateful. So I'm going to open the lines. And I'd just like to say thank you again. And is there anyone out there who has a question or a comment? Okay, so thank you ever so much for joining me on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. Please remember, you can contact me at carla@retirewithcarla.com, and I'm looking for people who want to play in that team environment to be coached, mentored, and supported and achieve the success they're looking for in their life. So feel free to share this with your friends. You can go to the podcast. It will be up on the podcast site by tomorrow evening. And the phone number for calling in is 218-486-7200, bridge number 549-706. And I look forward to talking to you again in the future. And remember to have fun. Thank you.